Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. I've got a special guest on the line, my cousin Peter Button up from... I think it's Wollongong is where he is, at Karaj, which is a tent embassy, or there's a fire there. They've been going for 25 years, you know, off and on. I've got an anniversary coming up. Good morning, Pete. How you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Good to hear from you.
You too, yeah. Mate. Good to hear from you. How you been going?
Been... battling, but staying on top of things, just a normal politics, I suppose.
Yeah, same old, same old.
We all still got to pull together, and best as crew, you got to talk as one, because we got the big picture of that we're fighting for our sovereignty, our land, which is always was, always will be.
Yeah, and you got a fire up there on. Is it on the beach at, Karaj? Is that the name of the place?
It's called Macaulay's Beach.
Macaulay's Beach.
In between Bulleye and Tarul.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Sandon Point. That's
the Sandon Point. That's what I was trying to think, remember, yeah.
Yeah, Sandon Point is it's a worldwide surfing icon. But, they are old world events there. It's really popular place.
And you've got a bit of space there where you call Karaj, and you've been...
Karaji.
And you've been...
some say Karaji, some say Kuraji,
Okay.
Protecting the clever man that was uncovered there on Macaulay's Beach in 1998.
Okay.
So we set up the embassy in... the year 2000, December 2000.
So that's 25 years.
When the Olympic Games were on in Sydney. Remember, and Isabel and Uncle Kevin and a few others, Graham King, a few others walked the sacred fire from Canberra to Victoria Park.
Right.
For the Olympic Games.
Okay,
And when the Olympic Games were on, so a party went up from here, from the Raji, from Macaulay's Beach, their camp, met the sacred fire up in Victoria Park and brought the members down and brought the fire down, to sacred fire down to Macaulay's Beach. It landed on Macaulay's Beach and that 15th of December, 2000.
So, what do you got planned for? What do you got planned? What was it?
Well, we didn't have celebrations through COVID and the bushfires and all that. For about 6-7 years, with nothing happening, we started up started them back up and. 2021, the anniversaries, right? But it's too important just to let go,
Absolutely.
That's our culture and heritage that's been there for tens of thousands of years,
Yes.
Our last tribal elder, initiated tribal elder, Uncle Ted Thomas, who come up too. And he told us, he put down the importance of the place.
Right.
Yeah, so he was 91 years old when he came up in 2001.
Incredible man. Unk.
Yeah. So he visited there, this place, this particular one, when he was 15. So, and he told us about all the corroborees that... and ceremonies that was a crobbery place there, a meeting place. Famous big crobbery place up in on the Hawkesbury River, you know, just north of Sydney there.
I'm lucky to have that bit of information. So how's Wollongong going today? What's the status there?
Wollongong,
yeah.
The embassy itself, you know, we still flying the flag here, and you know, we're still maintaining the place. But as an embassy, you know, as you said, you know, we only like to fire up now and then when we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's still got the, even got some ashes from down there too. You know, Camp Solney.
Yeah, mad.
From when I was down there. And but on the, I'd say, well, just looking at the calendar, in December, the 20th of September is the 20th of December is a bit too close for Christmas Day, the Christmas week.
Yeah, it is.
So more than likely be the Saturday before that. We haven't made up the fire and yet, but this will be the 25th anniversary.
So we're talking about the 14th of December or the 13th of December.
The 13th.
Okay. And what do you got planned? What's the plan?
Well, it's just
a gathering and
gathering of. Yeah, all the people trying to get all the supporters. We'll get some guest speakers in, and try and continue with our fight for sovereignty in the land.
Okay. As that develops, well, let us know what the details are so we can advertise it down here. And if a group come up there, we got somewhere to stay, or we just camp on the beach or something, what would be the go?
Well, it depends on the weather, I suppose. Yeah,
it'll be good weather. I assume it's going to be good since summer's begun. So we'd have a space here to stay on the beach. What are the facilities?
There will be space on the beach for camping. You bring swags and that.
Yeah, that'd be the go.
We'll provide the waterloos and that there because there's no amenities there.
All right. But
that'll all be taken care of. It'll be just a good experience the power and the energy.
I reckon it would be too. It's
been there for thousands and thousands of years.
Yes.
It was the biggest tool site on the side of the hill, on the southern side, was on the southern hemisphere. Just a huge tool site. Yeah, we got a independent archaeologist down from Canberra to do a survey, and he found 600 artefacts in 1 square foot of soil. So that's really dense. And the artefacts, the stones we used to make tools, axe heads and knives and cutting tools, don't come from me. If they'd been brought in, made the tools, and they'd take their finished products away. But they built houses all over. That was the protest to stop the housing development destroying our sacred site.
Like
everywhere.
Covering all up. What's the state? Whose country is that? What's the name of the mob?
Well, it's the top end of the UN nation.
Okay.
There's the Dharawal speaking language. They call it the Dharawal nation. The Wadi Wadi tribe. You got the Gadigal in Sydney, the Greater Sydney, go to go around Sydney Harbour, Bidjigal, Outlap, Roos,
Where's Darug?
Darug's out the west, out at Parramatta, Skyville Way.
Yeah.
Darug. Got Durga down Nowra Way and Yerungra. Yeah, it's still, most people say it's a dull nation, but I'm part of the Yuin Nation, which is the biggest, yeah. I'm part of Dole too, but I'm also Dungari from up Kempsey. But the point is that I put across that we're all indigenous, you know, we're all original inhabitants of this country.
Yeah, that's right. It's a way to look at it.
We've got to pull it together.
Yeah,
you know,
I reckon.
Yeah?
Yep.
And yeah, with a big picture.
Yeah.
We're up against the white society, you know, colonisation, and it's changing slowly, but we've got to put it to them, you know, how the change has got to happen.
Yeah, good on you, Pete, and yeah, holding the fort there. And so round about 13th, 14th of December, we're going to go up to Karaji.
Yeah, I'll send, when they whip the flyers out, I'll send it around.
Yeah, no, we'll just keep talking about it because it sounds like to go. And
it'll be nice. The 6,000 year old could be even more, but he was that I know of, was that full skeleton remains, yeah? Untouched for 6,000 years. Very, very important. Not anywhere on the continent that I've heard that this has happened, you know, on the land.
So. Yeah, absolutely, man. All right, listen, I'm out of time.
Okay.
We'll talk again soon, cuz. Yeah, all right, sure. And we'll keep following this up, and we'll make it happen right across this country.
It's good hearing for you. You sound good.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm pretty good. All right. Good on you, brother. Thank you. Sure. See you next time.
Yeah, all the best.
Thanks, man. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.